Well, I'm sure it is a question that folks of a certain age have asked themselves or may soon be posing the question, when should I retire? Obviously, there are many variables that can play into retirement, sustainable income probably being the most obvious, but maybe not. Well, someone who has heard this question before and probably many times is Ashley Michiquet, CEO of True North Retirement Advisors here in the Portland area and a valued member of Mater Dei Radio's Leadership Circle. Good morning, Ashley. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, David. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, for someone who works with people and their personal finances, is the question, when should I retire, pretty prevalent out there?
Oh, yes. Yes. It's probably the question I get most often. And like you were saying, there's so many different variables, not just financial, but psychological and other factors as well. So it's a challenging question for most people to unpack and figure out.
Well, I know, and too, you had kind of talked about when you had sent me some information, you like a Mark Twain quote that kind of fits into that.
Yes, I love Mark Twain. One of my favorite books is The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. And one of Mark Twain's quote is, 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than by the things that you did do. And even though he's not talking about personal finance in that quote, I'm sure, it has a lot of applications, not just to life in general, but to how we spend our time and what we do. And so I think it's a really interesting quote, especially when it's framed in the context of personal finance, simply because I think a lot of people will work longer because they desire that financial security, even if they're really stressed at their job or they're sacrificing time with their family or they're not seeing their grandkids or enjoying life to the extent that they want because they're chasing the almighty dollar. And so there's a balance there, and it's all about finding, you know, that right balance so you're not making bad decisions with your money that'll, you know, cause you to go broke later on.
Right.
But a lot of people, I think, go too far past. They work too much longer than what is probably necessary simply because they just want to keep accumulating more.
Right. Speaking with Ashley Michiquet, she is the CEO of True North Retirement Advisors here in the Portland area and member of Mater Dei Radio's Leadership Circle. So that does beg the question, when should I retire? I ask that rhetorically for myself, but in regards to people out there listening, what is the key? Is there a key to when I should retire?
Yes, you know, it's really based on a few factors, the sustainable income that you've talked about, building up an investment portfolio that can provide that income for you. And then when you combine that with Social Security, if you're lucky enough to still have a pension. And then the biggest factor is, what is your lifestyle in retirement? There are a lot of people out there who could live on very little in terms of, you know, assets and income. And there are other people out there because they want to travel more or those other factors, or, you know, maybe their mortgage or their rent payment, or they live in an area cost of living. So it's a lot about retirement lifestyle, and that's the biggest factor. It's challenging to figure that out. But there, you know, there are ways to do that. There are ways to kind of pencil it out and see, if I retire, say if I work another 2 years, is that going to allow me to kind of reduce my stress, to be able to spend more time with my family? Is that going to get me, am I going to get to the end of my life and the high likelihood that I won't run out of money? And that's the key to try to figure out. Now, it's not to say that people shouldn't work, because a lot of there's dignity in work and there's purpose in work, but our lives are not all about our career and work. So again, it's figuring out what's that right time, which is different for everyone.
Right. And again, I really like what you said about lifestyle, because I think that's one of the key factors as you look at those things is that, do you want to continue to live the same lifestyle you're living now, or can you pare that back just so you can retire and spend more time possibly with your family or traveling, like you said? So it sounds like somewhere along the line, you might have to make some adjustments, but those adjustments may pay big rewards.
Exactly. Yeah. And the other thing that people don't realize is that they're going to end up spending less anyways as you progress into retirement. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be traveling as much when you're in your 80s that you were maybe in your 60s. And there's other spending that goes down too, just because you're not living as nearly as active of a lifestyle as you might have been living in the first 5 to 10 years of retirement.
Mm-hmm. Sounds to me too, as we've talked before, that if one of the things you can do as you prepare for retirement, maybe really important aspect of this is paying off debt, not going into retirement with much debt.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially your house. For most people, housing is a major expense. A lot of people will still carry a mortgage in retirement. But if you look at your overall spending, if you can eliminate your mortgage payment, maybe you can't do it by the time you retire, but maybe you can accelerate those payments so that in the first few years of retirement, you can get that paid off. That will allow you so much more breathing room and flexibility with your finances, and you won't be handcuffed to this mortgage payment that you'll be making, for the next 20 plus years in retirement.
Mm-hmm. Ashley Michikais, she's CEO of True North Retirement Advisors here in the greater Portland area. Social Security, again, if that plays into your retirement plans, you kind of have to balance that, it seems like, too, with your age. And when is the best time to retire if you're going to use Social Security? How does that all work?
Yeah, that's a big component because Social Security is such a big portion of most people's retirement income. Most people just decide that they're going to take Social Security as early as possible. I think the most common age that people claim Social Security is 62, which is the soonest you can take it.
Mm-hmm.
However, a lot of other people will wait until they retire, especially if they retire closer to their mid to late 60s. But you don't necessarily have to start Social Security when you retire. You could wait to start it until age 70, maybe take a little bit more out of your investments to bridge that gap.
Mm-hmm.
And so only with some analysis can you figure that out, because it's a factor of, well, how long do I think am I going to live? How can I maximize my lifetime income that I'm going to receive from Social Security? And then there are the other factors too, like maybe you need to take it and then you really don't have any other options. But if you have some flexibility, for a lot of people, if you're relatively healthy, it makes sense to, in most cases, to wait a little bit, especially for higher income earners.
Mm-hmm.
The longer you wait, the more benefit you're typically going to get, even if you have to take more out of your investment portfolio in the meantime, so that you can hold off on taking Social Security.
I've known some people as well, too, that they've worked just some part-time jobs just to kind of bridge that gap.
Yes, and that is more and more common. I think gone are the days where someone retires at 62, collects their gold watch and their pension, and sails off into the sunset.
Right.
And plays golf every day. A lot of varied retirement lifestyles. And, work, there's purpose and meaning in work. And I think a lot of people, if you've been working for 30 plus years, you want to slow down and have a different pace of life. So maybe you don't work full time, but maybe you can find a lot of meaning in a job where there's a lot less stress. It allows you to kind of keep some of your time structured. And most people don't realize this, but boredom and depression are very, very common after the honeymoon period of retirement wears off.
Yeah.
So if you can find a way to keep your time structured through part-time work that you enjoy, that's a great way to continue to live active and keep your brain engaged and your body engaged. I mean, there's lots of health benefits to it, psychological too.
Absolutely. Ashley Michikais, CEO of True North Retirement Advisors, as we ponder the question, when should I retire? And it is a good one, and I know that probably goes into a lot of planning to make it happen, but one certainly you want to be prepared for. Ashley, it's always great to talk with you, take a look at insights into retirement and how to best do it. We always appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
Well, have a great day, and God bless.